First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Groetes.
Over the last couple of weeks, there's been quite a big conversation around a sort of order which was given to a section of the South African National Defence Force that would basically suggest that 200 soldiers would be made available to be deployed at short notice in the case of more violence. I'm talking specifically around the violence that we saw last year, but I think this order came in the wake of the anti-Zuma Zuma protests that we saw in West Village in Krugersdorp a couple of weeks ago. There's been a report, I think, in Report newspaper suggesting that, in fact, the National Defence Force doesn't have everything it needs. It can't fill helicopters with fuel, for example, because it doesn't have the money, doesn't have the fuel, and in many cases doesn't have the parts. Pikki Greef is an advocate. He's the National Secretary of the South African National Defence Union. Pikki, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How bad is the situation in the South African National Defence Force? If it was called out to try and quell some violence or try and protect lives during protests, would it be able to do that?
It would be able to do so. The question is on what scale it'll be able to handle that. You know, even with the deployments last July with the unrests, or last year July with the unrests, troops on the ground were experiencing problems in terms of rations getting to them and also fuel shortages to transport them to the spots where they were supposed to be deployed. So, you know, if we talk about 200 troops, like you mentioned, according to that standby order, that shouldn't pose too much of a problem. But as soon as it becomes on a wide scale and countrywide and several spots, I think the Defence Force is going to have difficulty in deploying their soldiers.
It seems that there's a major problem around the Air Force. That seems to be a huge issue. I mean, and I realise that flying aircraft is a much more complex and technical thing than sort of driving around the country.
Yes, of course, aircraft like Oryx helicopters mentioned in the specific article is absolutely essential to, you know, airlifting troops and getting them to flashpoints very quickly. If that capability erodes, then you're in trouble because then you have to use road transport, and we all know how the roads were blocked, for instance, again, during the protests of last July or last year. It's a sad state with our Oryx helicopters. You know, some of them have been cannibalized, and they're just not being repaired because there simply isn't money for the parts. The few that are able to fly is definitely not enough should there be unrest countrywide. It's really a dire situation. I think the public should be very worried, and we should be insisting from politicians to start paying attention to the situation in the Defence Force.
Pikki, it seems to me that the tension in the debate around how much money to spend on the National Defence Force remains the same. If you go to people and you say, do you want a South African National Defence Force that works, that has fuel, that has people with proper rations, etc., everyone would say yes. If you said to people, should we increase social grants, people would also say yes. And we can't actually do both things. And in the past, what's happened over the last maybe 20 years is governments increased social spending but decreased spending on defence. And this is the consequence that we now sitting with.
It is indeed. This is indeed the consequence, and it's not going to end until the situation is changed. I would say to someone that's a fair argument to make. You know, the social spending is important too, but the question here is the following: Do you want your socio-economic situation to be secure? And if you want it to be secured, who do you want to secure? And the answer is the National Defence Force, because that is what the country's sovereignty is about. It's the only thing standing between this country's sovereignty, safety, and complete chaos. And if your Defence Force is not properly equipped and properly funded, then none of those socio-economic concerns are secure.
Is there any prospect of this improving? I mean, there's been review after review for spending on the National Defence Force. There's also been Auditor General reports. Can there be any improvement without increasing the budget? I mean, is there waste somewhere, or is it just going to require a lot more money?
There is a waste. You know, I think the same report in the Auditor General's preliminary report to the Defence Force has indicated that there's about 14 billion rand that's been misspent in the department over the past few financial years, and is unaccounted for, and nobody has, you know, been held accountable for it. That's a point of concern. But even if that 14 billion was not misspent, there still wouldn't have been enough to get the Defence Force, especially the Air Force, up and going. You know, those fighter jets work on what they call weapon systems. They are very complicated, very expensive to maintain, and it's all about software and IT and things like that when you come to weapon systems. And those systems are not locally manufactured and maintained. You need the original manufacturers of those systems to fix it for you, so to speak. And if you haven't been maintaining it like you should, your systems are now outdated, and it's almost a question of it's cost as much to update the system as it would to buy new planes. That's the dire situation that we're in now. So we need way more money than the 14 billion rand that was misspent. That wouldn't even have helped the situation.
Piki Kreef, thank you very much indeed. The National Secretary of the South African National Defence Union, the view from him. I don't know if maybe you're in the National Defence Force, maybe you can tell us what the situation is like. You with SAFM, 10 minutes to 8.